Richland Center. Today's News at Noon broadcast from WRCO is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. At 12 o'clock, we're at 80 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump telling generals and admirals who'd been summoned to Virginia from around the world they should use American cities as training grounds because crime has become a war from within that they need to fight. The Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, addressing those senior leaders, telling them the Pentagon is killing quotas, allowing hazing once again, and implementing new standards for physical fitness in the military, asking if your son enlisted.
Would you want him serving with fat or unfit or undertrained troops? Or alongside people who can't meet basic standards? Or in a unit where standards were lowered so certain types of troops could make it in? In a unit where leaders were promoted for reasons other than merit, performance, and warfighting? The answer is not just no, it's hell no.
We're just a few hours away from the first government shutdown in almost 7 years, as Democrats and Republicans in Congress have been unable to reach a budget. This is ABC News. Another close call at another busy airport.
The FAA is investigating a close call at Los Angeles International Airport. An American Airlines pilot slamming on the brakes just before takeoff Sunday night, stopping from 154 miles per hour, all because a cargo plane was crossing that same runway. Controllers told the cargo plane to cross, but instead the pilot turned right directly into the path of that American jet.
ABC's Morgan Norwood says no one was hurt. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says what he's been warning about is now being realized.
Illinois National Guard received word that the Department of Homeland Security has sent a memo to the Department of War seeking the deployment of 100 military troops to Illinois.
The move follows weeks of protests outside federal immigration facilities in Chicago. Louisiana's governor is asking for National Guard troops to be sent to New Orleans, where crime has actually been dropping in recent years. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 80 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for partly sunny and rather warm conditions, a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy and mild with a low of 55. And tomorrow, clouds give way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon, still warm for this time of year with a high of 78. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 3 miles per hour, and it is a sunny 80 degrees after a low this morning of 52.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
At WCCU Credit Union, we're not just a great place to bank, we're a fantastic place to work. With our Life Comes First philosophy, full-time benefits include 10 paid federal holidays, vacation, sick time, personal, parental, and bereavement leave, health, dental, life, and long-term disability insurance, a pre-tax flex plan, and a 401k retirement program with a more than generous match. Prorated benefits for part-time, too. And hourly staff enjoy Saturday bonus pay. With 12 branches, we have 220-plus employees working together to serve over 41,000 members. Come join our growing team. For current opportunities, visit us at wccu.coop. WCCU is an equal opportunity employer.
Helping you feel.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Delona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. This incident remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Delton Fire, Dell's Delton EMS, and the Sauk County Coroner's Office assisted the Sheriff's Department at the scene. New changes have officially gone into effect for Wisconsin's Supplemental Nutrition Program for women, infants, and children. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the changes implemented to the WIC program on Monday will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant foods, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. A pair of Democratic state lawmakers have introduced legislation to guarantee residents the right to access contraceptives. State Senator Dianne Hesselbein and State Representative Lisa Subek introduced the Right to Contraception Act on Friday. The proposed bill would prohibit state or local government entities from implementing any laws that would make it more difficult for residents to obtain contraceptives or information. The state legislation is similar to federal legislation on contraception access that was introduced earlier this year. A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to legalize the use of medical marijuana. The proposed legislation would create a new state program allowing growers, processors, labs, and dispensaries to obtain a license to legally produce and sell medical marijuana. The bill would also establish safeguards to ensure only people who have a medical need for it can gain access to it. The lawmakers say people with chronic illness should not need to cross state lines to try alternative medicines. Medical marijuana is legal at some level in most other states. With the federal student aid application period opening in October, a Wisconsin nonprofit is reminding residents of the services they offer to help borrowers across the state. The Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt, or Debt Smarts, seeks to help Wisconsin students navigate the loan process with free practical tools and a helpline. Organization officials also say Wisconsin residents have a lower than average amount of student loan debt, but there's still a great deal of confusion around pandemic-related forbearances and changes to income-driven repayment plans. Wisconsin farmers are asking you to eat more potatoes. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Grower Association is reminding Wisconsinites to get their potatoes and veggies locally. The state is the third largest producer of potatoes in the country, but most of the spuds are shipped out of state. Spokesperson Dana Rady says when you're buying potatoes in the store, to look for the stamp that says Wisconsin Healthy Grown to know you're helping out local farmers. The DNR is tracking a new invasive species in Wisconsin woods, invasive oyster mushrooms. Research from UW-Madison shows the mushrooms have been spreading quickly through the state after being accidentally introduced to the Midwest in the past several years, probably due to grow-at-home mushroom kits. The spores of the yellow fungus can quickly spread on the wind, and they crowd out native fungal colonies that usually grow on decomposing matter. They grow in distinctive large yellow clusters at the base of dead trees. The DNR says they are edible, but as with any mushroom you forage, be sure you identify it before you eat it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its wolf population estimates for 2025. According to the data release, the DNR estimates that there are approximately 1,200 gray wolves in the state this year. The total is about 100 fewer than 2024 estimates, which wildlife researchers say could be a sign of the wolf population reaching its capacity. Managing the wolf population has been a controversial topic, especially in northern Wisconsin, where farmers have complained of the wolves targeting their livestock. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Conservation Fund hits a major milestone. The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund has raised over $3 million since being created by the state legislature in 2013. The fund provides a permanent source of funding for habitat improvement and ecological restoration across the state at places like state parks, trails, and recreation areas. For every $1 million in the endowment, approximately $50,000 per year is distributed for land stewardship. You can learn more about the fund by visiting the DNR's website. In Madison, a man is jailed after threatening to blow up the Capitol. That's according to an incident report posted Monday by Madison police. Police received a call a week ago, Monday night, after an area near Camp Randall Stadium on the UW campus. A man called 911 threatening to blow up the state Capitol building about 2 miles away. When officers arrived, the man continued to state he wanted to blow up the Capitol. Police arrested Andre Anderson for terrorist threats in a probation violation. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories, it's much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. More time is again requested for two people charged a year ago in the death of a three-year-old boy. Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were back in Manitowoc County Court for a status conference last week. Bauer's attorney said she still needs more time to look through the evidence against her client before moving forward. Vang's attorney said he's ready to file motions, but still needs more time before starting. Judge Anthony Lambrecht says set Bauer's next status conference for December 1st. Vang won't return to court until January for a scheduling conference. Both were arrested in February last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers and were charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. BBB Scam Tracker continues to receive multiple reports of job scams involving fake job offers from supposed HR reps from different companies. Consumers have reported to BBB Scam Tracker that they were contacted by people claiming to be HR reps or recruiters from various real companies, including Amazon, WBD Global Streaming, Aquent, Creative, Niche, and Scion, staffing with offers to apply for jobs. In an attempt to make these job scams more humanized, scammers are impersonating real companies and using different names to seem more personal. Consumers have reported receiving these fake messages from names such as Rebecca Harris, Grace, Jasmine Martine, Linda Jackson, Megan Collins, Dorothy, and Olivia Grant. These messages may promise remote working options as well as high salaries and big money-making opportunities. To avoid employment scams, research job offers first. Visit a company's website and look up its contact information. Verify the company exists and the job posting is real before you interact with a stranger. Do an internet search with the company's name and the word scam to see if anyone has reported a fake job offer. Beware of jobs that involve receiving and returning money. Legitimate companies don't generally send money to new employees before work is done. They certainly don't ask you to return funds that you've already been paid. Be careful when your personal information. Never provide anyone with your personal information until you are sure you can trust them with it. Do all the necessary research before divulging anything personal. Never let someone pressure you into giving up your personal information because it's a now or never offer. Watch out for easy hires. If a company claims they want to hire you without meeting you either virtually or in person, and if they don't conduct a job interview, you're probably dealing with a scammer. For more information, contact the Wisconsin BBB at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. It's 81 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Representative Todd Novak was recently honored. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
The Wisconsin Counties Association has named Representative Todd Novak of Dodgeville as its 2025 Friend of County Government in recognition of his ongoing leadership and advocacy on behalf of counties across the state. Representative Novak was honored at the 2025 WCA Annual Conference in Sauk County for his leadership on key issues, including shared revenue, courts funding, and the state budget. As chair of the Assembly Committee on Local Government, he has been an advocate for legislation that directly impacts counties and taxpayers throughout Wisconsin. The Friend of County Government Award is the highest honor presented by the association. It is awarded to individuals who have demonstrated exceptional service to county government in their official capacity. There is Vegas-style fun happening this week during Homecoming Week in the Riverdale School District. This year's homecoming theme is Vegas. Homecoming Week is an exciting time for all involved. Jeff Campbell is the district administrator at Riverdale.
Always an exciting week. It's fun because you get to see all the kids kind of really come out. They really come out and show a lot of school spirit. And a lot of kids surprise you in a lot of the events and the skits and that. You see a different side of them, which is a lot of fun. And we've got a lot of events planned. Our staff does a tremendous job making it a special week for our kids. We incorporate our elementary. We incorporate all kinds of different clubs and organizations. I think I looked at it. All levels of our athletics from junior high to high school are participating in one event at least. Everybody's participating in. It's kind of a whole group effort that way. We just want to make it a whole community effort.
There are plenty of activities happening this week. Jesse Kinney is the high school special ed teacher at Riverdale and a planner of the homecoming events.
Tuesday, we have just athletic events, and then we also have Powder Puff Volleyball. We are on a rotation. Last year, we had the girls playing football. This year, we have the boys playing volleyball, which is always highly entertaining for the girls, I think, to watch that. So that will be Tuesday night at 7 p.m. at the elementary gym. Thursday, we've got some athletic events. We have a varsity and JV1, JV2 volleyball at home against Cuba City. And then immediately following that, we have our skit night, which is highly entertaining. Every year, the kids get better and better at incorporating humor with the theme, with also just trying to get more people involved in each skit.
Friday, there will be an all-district pep rally, an event Jeff Campbell enjoys.
One of the big highlights is Friday when we get our whole school together, you know, at 1 o'clock, and we put them in the res gym, and you got the little ones on one side, you got the, you know, big kids on the other side. It's a great event, and we don't get that very often. So when you do, we talked about, you know, we got to try to do this more than one time a year. Just a nice thing to see the whole school together, and you see all the young kids, you know, they see their siblings, cousins, whatever. And we have a lot of high school kids that work over in the elementary too and help out at school service and that. So those kids, you know those kids, and it just makes it a pretty special event and probably the highlight to cap the week. That's what it's all about.
Following the pep rally, the parade will be at 2. This year's parade will follow a new route to provide a safer experience for the students and participants. The route will pass in front of both school buildings and will continue to include the Riverdale Healthcare Center. The general public is encouraged to view the parade along Mechanic Street. Friday evening, varsity football versus basketball will kick off at 7. The week will end Saturday night with the homecoming dance at 7. Be a part of the school spirit and Vegas-style fun this week during homecoming week in the Riverdale School District. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Colstead is longtime member of the Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people, because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. you know, maybe someone's going to throw a buck in and somebody else is going to throw a 50. And all of the proceeds that we have from the October 1st Pancake Supper are going to go to our projects.
One of the projects include the Coats for Kids.
This year, we're going to run that from November 1st until December 1st, and that's for kids in the community who their parents can't afford or feel they can't afford coats for the winter. It's an opportunity for them to put a coat on the back of their kids, and you know, they get a new coat or gently used coat that will protect them during the winter time.
The All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat, Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome 5 couples, veterans, and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive home front approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by tomorrow. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made, and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging, meals, and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Bonnie at 715-743-4224, that's 4224, or email donations@thehighground.org. This October, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doors will be open from 10 to 6 for walk-in mammograms on Thursdays in October. No appointment or pre-authorization is necessary. This annual diagnostic exam is intended for women aged 40 and above. If it has been 12 months since a patient's last exam, they should come prepared with their health insurance card, the name of the facility where they had their last mammogram, and the name of their primary care provider. Both 2D and 3D scans are available. Patients with questions should contact TRHC at 608-647-6321. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to explore and hunt on public land this hunting season. There are over 6 million acres of public lands across Wisconsin, with most of them opening for hunting. In addition to state lands, there is another 28,000 acres known as voluntary public access lands that private owners allow the public to access. Hunters can search for and discover new public hunting areas using the DNR's mobile-friendly online public lands mapping tools. These tools provide information on state-owned properties, voluntary public access lands, and more. The Public Access Lands tool shows DNR properties and nearly all federal and county-owned lands. Hunters should confirm beforehand to verify hunting is allowed. The open managed forest law, forest crop law properties are also included. The Fields and Forest Lands interactive game bird hunting tool helps volunteers locate young aspen and alder habitat, woodcock and rough grouse hunting areas, pheasant stock public hunting grounds, and public access dove fields. The Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program interactive map, funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Voluntary Public Access and Habitat Incentive Program provides landowners with financial incentives to open their properties year-round to public hunting access. Hunters should read the guidelines for accessing voluntary public access properties. Once hunters have done their preliminary research online, the next step is to scout the habitat and search for wildlife signs. The DNR recommends hunters scout multiple options in case of changing weather conditions or added hunter pressure in a particular area. Hunters are reminded that public lands are for everyone, and it is likely that other hunters and recreational users could be on the property. Remember, all hunters, with the exception of waterfowlers, are required to wear blaze orange whenever and wherever there is an active gun season. For more information on regulations, season dates, hunting hours, and other helpful information, visit the DNR's Hunter Resources webpage. Today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Tammy Bauer on ticket number 50 and Shelley Thompson on ticket 425. It's 83 degrees in Richland Center at 1230. Today's vital statistics are next.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your haying operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 83 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Georgine Hausner, age 85, died September 22nd. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Evangelist Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial to follow. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Wednesday from 4:30 to 7 with a rosary to be prayed at 6:30. Friends may also call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Feel free to wear your Green Bay Packer or Wisconsin Badger sporting apparel to the visitation. Memorials may be made to the Community Food Pantry of Spring Green, St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green, Sauk County Right to Life, Wisconsin Right to Life, and Breast Cancer Research. Georgine Hausner is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jean, three daughters, Julie and John Bouch, Mary Beth and Jeff Walksmith, and Luann Hausner, four grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, two brothers, Clifford, John, and Vicki Walterstorff, and Mike and Robin Walterstorff, a sister, Linda and Gail Bacon, sisters-in-law, Marlene Dischler and Rita and Jerry Picard, goddaughter, Tina Baco, godson, Keith Weber, and many cousins, nieces, and nephews. Georgine Hausner, age 85. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge, died Sunday at the Northland Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will be at the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lafarge Free Methodist Church, Lafarge Ambulance, or the Lafarge Senior Citizen Meal Site. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Lafarge is serving the family. Sharon Walker is survived by her husband, Jerry, six children, Randy and Jeannie Walker, Cindy and Bob Clausius, Tim and Kim Walker, Kip and Chris Walker, Pam Walker, and Jill Walker. 9 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Cleota Caldwell and Linda Geddes, other relatives and friends. Sharon Walker, 88, of Lafarge. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, October 8th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Wednesday, October 8th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Joyce Montgomery is survived by 3 children, Ada Lenzendorf of Boscobel, Stephen Montgomery and Sandra McQuillan of Madison, and Corey and Janet Montgomery of Prairie du Chien. 4 step-grandchildren, 12 step-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Joyce Joan Montgomery, 88, of Boscobel. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 10th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in St. Philip's Catholic Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 10th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. Naomi Knockertz-Maley is survived by 2 daughters, Marie and Daryl Waldsmith of Richland Center, and Karen and Steve Hansen of Boscobel. 2 sons, Kenneth and Elaine Knockertz of Reedsburg, and Ronald Knockertz of Toma. 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, brother Dwayne and Pam Gebhard of Boscobel, sister-in-law Donna Gebhard, and many other relatives and friends. Naomi Caroline Knockertz-Maley, 99, of Richland Center. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River, died Sunday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Ron Daly is survived by his wife Jeanette, 4 children, Mia and Carrie Baumkamp, Chad and Jen Daly, Chris and Rochelle Daly, and Jessica and Tom Pecon. 7 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. Ron Daly, 80, of Blue River.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional 4-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at 4-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today, apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Pat and Patricia Kraska, Chris and Diane Williams, and Chris and Jenny Blado. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the warm trend continues. Now we've been well above normal, really, for the bulk of the past couple of weeks. Despite that cold first week of September, temperatures now are averaging a good 3 or 4 degrees above normal for the whole month. And rainfall was widely variable across the state, some places above normal, some places below normal. It does look like a fairly dry pattern continues around here. We're just tracking a few sprinkles from parts of Oklahoma, north through the Dakotas and western Minnesota, and some heavier showers and thunderstorms up in Canada. That weather system will be slow to move to the east and southeast, so we'll have to wait until late this weekend or early next week for a better chance of a couple of showers around here. Otherwise, for the rest of today, partly sunny and quite warm and quiet, high temperature reaching the low to mid 80s. Southeast to east wind at 4 to 8. Mostly cloudy tonight, dropping back to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloud cover giving way to more breaks of sun in the afternoon. Still on the warm side for this time of the year with a high of 78. Southeasterly wind up to 10 miles an hour. For Thursday, mostly sunny, low 53 with a high near 80 degrees. You might need the air conditioning for Friday as some of the hottest air over the middle of the country moves right across Wisconsin. Low temperature 57 with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, continued summer-like. Low 58, high near 84. Slight chance of a shower Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy, not quite as warm. 30% chance of a few light showers. Low near 60, high of 78. And Monday, mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 58 with a high of 73. You enjoy that nice weather out there this afternoon, again shooting for a high near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 89, our low this morning was 52. Our high so far today, 84. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 91. The record low, 24, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 48. Sunset tonight will be at 6:45, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:59. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30.19. Relative humidity is 50% and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 83 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A free online tool to help dairy farmers work more sustainably today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly: a rollover protective structure. standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Dairy Management Incorporated, an umbrella organization that manages research and promotion for the dairy industry, offers a sustainability tool for dairy producers. The Dairy Conservation Navigator is a free online platform for dairy conservation, according to Jackie Coleman, a senior VP at DMI.
You know, it really is a non-biased resource. You know, we're not looking to sell anything or promote any one vendor. We simply want to provide educational materials that can help people make more informed decisions. All the information we share is science-based, it's cited, it's USDA reviewed, so people can feel very confident in the rigor that was put behind the materials presented.
DMI Senior Director of Sustainability Projects, Bridget Hilshey, says more than 70 experts in various parts of the dairy world were consulted as the Navigator was put together.
What really makes the Dairy Conservation Navigator unique is that it's not just another information dump. We really try to design it to be a knowledge hub. We built the Navigator to bridge that gap between funding and research and real-world application, and it brings everything together in this real practical, cross-disciplinary way with honest discussions of the benefits of certain practices as well as the trade-off.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Yield drying up. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Thanks to three modes of action against corn rootworm, Pioneer brand four-seed Enlist corn averages 7.1 bushels per acre across over 24,000 comparisons versus its top competitors. Your best year starts with Pioneer. Two Minnesota farmers fear yield is being lost as soybeans dry rapidly in the field. Harmon Wiltz farms in the west central part of the state and says warm and windy conditions have dropped moisture levels into the single digits.
These beans are dry, they're ready to come out of the field, and we're losing a little bit of yield based on those moistures being so low, but I don't see another path forward other than keeping the combine rolling.
In southwest Minnesota, Bob Worth tells Brownfield soybeans are down to 8% moisture.
And we lose a fair amount of bushels with that because they lose a lot of weight and everything.
Wiltz estimates a 2.5 bushel difference from 9 to 13% moisture. Soil fertility is a major consideration as farmers think about crop management in 2026. Iowa State University Extension agronomist Angie Reek-Hins says the high cost of fertilizer is a concern.
Sometimes the idea of not putting fertilizer on is not the best decision. So all the agronomists, right, retail agronomists, extension agronomists, we've been having a lot of conversations with people about where to get the most bang for your buck on your fertilizer dollars.
A livestock expert says effectively managing toxins in feed can improve the animal's overall health and productivity. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from World Dairy Expo.
Aldo Rossi with Amlan International says bacteria and mycotoxins are found at various levels in almost 100% of feed samples, and even small amounts can cause gut health issues. Rossi says a lot of the toxins come during growth of the feed product.
Then you got the storage part of it, how well the storage is, the pH, the moisture levels, right? What kind of inoculants and how well it was distributed throughout the product. So yeah, all those things do play a role in either making it worse or bringing in some toxins that can eventually be fed to the animals.
Rossi says no matter how well farmers manage their feed and environment, livestock are exposed to several harmful pathogens.
It's globally, not just U.S.-based corn or soybeans or silage. You will see that there'll be multiple mycotoxins that exist in there.
In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And a livestock economist says it's taken more than a year and a half for pig farmers to get back to break-even levels. Ever.ag's Lee Schultz says producers are still healing financially and forecast to earn up to $36 per head for lean hogs this year.
We got down to losses of about $200 per head by March of 2024. Now, it's taken us till now to really get back to break even.
He says the cost of production is down about 3% from last year, but still 30% higher than in 2020. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Couldn't have. Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Kernel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Direct cash cattle trade remains sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle business has been quiet on Tuesday. Bids and asking prices haven't been established in the south or the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Last week, direct business began Wednesday and picked up steam Thursday and Friday. Boxed beef was lower at midday, with choice down a nickel at $370.63. Select was down $2.06 at $346.83. The choice select spread was $23.80. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri on Monday, steer calves under 600 pounds were lightly tested on a very limited offering, with the bulk of feeder steers weighing over 600 pounds. Heifers above 500 pounds sold steady to $7 higher. Medium and large one feeder steers 754 pounds brought $363.25. Feeder heifers at 507 pounds sold for $403. Cash hogs were mixed at midday. The cash hog market has shown modest strength here lately, which has been aided by firm fundamentals and support from futures. Buyers have been assessing their near-term needs and are monitoring the demand picture. Domestic pork demand has shown some signs of improvement recently, possibly due to the relatively high price of beef, and exports have been good. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were 47 cents higher at midday, with a base range of 98 to 104. The weighted average price was 102.33. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt markets had no comparisons, but had weighted averages of 102.57 and 102.60, respectively. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were mixed at the Midwest cash markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavillo, Iowa. Barrels and gilts were steady at 72. Sows were $3 lower to a dollar higher at 63 to 69. Boars were priced at 25. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 63 to 73. Sows were $3 lower at 60 to 72. Boars had a range of 18 to 35. Pork values were fractionally higher at midday, up 2 cents at 112.24. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized, tested in your geography, and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Whiffleized. Choose Whiffle's Hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titletown Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titletown Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Cattle futures are mostly higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are fully lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans are lower today. The USDA says September 1st grain stocks are below a year ago, even after an upward revision on 2024 production. Harvest is slower than average, but near-term forecasts are mostly warm and dry. November beans are down 8.25 at 10.02 and a quarter. January's 8.5 lower at 10.21. October meal on this first notice day, down $2 at 266.10. October soybean oil is 30 points lower at 48.81. Corn is down. Quarterly corn stocks were 13% lower than last year, but the USDA did raise the 2024 production total after acreage adjustments. Corn's watching the U.S. harvest and South American planting conditions. December corn's 5.25 lower at 416.25, and March is down 6 at 432.5. And wheat is lower. Wheat stocks were up on the year, and the 2025 production guess is slightly larger than the 2024 total. Weather looks mostly favorable for winter wheat planting, but some areas do need rain. December Chicago's 11.5 lower at 508. December Kansas City's down 11 at 497.25. December Minneapolis is 6.25 lower at 563. Live cattle are mostly higher and feeders are up ahead of direct business. Feeders are in the lead on the tight market ready numbers and lower moving corn. October live is steady at 231.32. December's up 40 at 234.22. October feeders are 267 higher at 358.87. November's up 322 at 357.10. And hogs are pressured by technical selling and questions about demand. Pork's firm at midday. Cash is steady to modestly higher. October's down 87 at $100.27. December's 150 lower at 88.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
From ladders to robots, Apple Harvest is evolving. Hi folks, I'm Nicole Heslop with Healthy Living on Brownfield. It's been about 2 decades since apple orchards started to look a lot more like vineyards, as growers explored ways to capture labor efficiencies. Don Armack is the owner of River Ridge Produce Marketing, which markets about 60% of the apples grown in Michigan.
We started going to more high-density plantings. What we would have called high-density back in that day is now medium or almost low-density, but we don't truly have pedestrian orchards where you could pick from everything on a tree from the ground, but we're operating instead of at 20 to 24-foot high trees. We're now operating with fruiting walls where the production's probably peaks out pretty much at 12 foot, and the majority of the harvest is at 10 foot and below. So that's changed the workload. More people can harvest more fruit in the same period of time. We've been probably 15 years trying different systems of harvest.
The company is now exploring robotic options like platforms that move pickers up and down to eliminate the use of ladders and cut the time to harvest in half. University researchers are also developing robotic arms to reduce the need for hand picking. I'm Nicole Heslop with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It doesn't matter how a hybrid or variety performs across the country or even in the next town over. At Golden Harvest, we know local results start with local expertise.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, bud.
Like knowing that diner on Main Street has the best slice of pie, or knowing the matchup every Friday night. It takes someone who truly knows your acres and will be there every step of the way to make sure you see results. Learn more at goldenharvestseeds.com.
Save time and money by getting everything you need in one place. Call the experts at Harchi Lumber, proudly serving this area since 1969. Conveniently located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, chances are you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Harchi Lumber carries one of the largest selections of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin, plus a full line of home and pool building materials. Need prefab wall panels? They custom build them and deliver with their own crane truck for fast, efficient setup. Call Harchi Lumber at 985-7207.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and government agencies preparing for a shutdown with just hours to go before federal funding runs out. House and Senate lawmakers could still come up with a last-minute compromise. ABC's Stephen Portnoy has more.
The Senate is expected to vote possibly more than once on the House-passed bill that would avert a shutdown, funding agencies through November 21st. Democrats are expected to block it. If the standoff continues, the first shutdown in nearly 7 years would begin at midnight. Much of the federal bureaucracy would grind to a halt. Hundreds of thousands of civilians would be furloughed, and federal